Hi, I'm Carl Azus. I'm 6'2", I have dark hair and brown eyes. Know why? Genes. They're these little pieces of code that determine the characteristics of living things, and all living things have them. But genes can be changed, they can be modified, and that's how you end up with a GMO, a genetically modified organism. Some companies modify the genes of animals and plants that are part of our food chain. Over the weekend, protests like this one happened in dozens of countries around the world. 2 million people protesting against GMOs and against one specific company that makes them. Jake Tapper digs into the details.
Some opponents of these GMOs want them banned. Others say foods whose DNA has been changed need at least to be labeled. Monsanto is a leading producer of genetically modified seeds and herbicides. In the last quarter alone, Monsanto sold seed, much of it modified, worth more than $4 billion. It's a business, the company says, that is helping to feed the planet.
It's a vision that strives to meet the needs of a rapidly growing population.
But the protesters want to know just how their food is being re-engineered. Some of the outrage was sparked by these shocking photos showing massive tumors that developed on these rats after they ate genetically modified corn over their lifetimes. But that study by researchers at the University of Caen in France has been criticized by many in the scientific community and by the European Food Safety Authority, who say it is simply not up to scientific standards. Even so, the disturbing tumor photos did lead many to question their own standards about what exactly we're all eating. One question, how can you know if you're eating genetically modified foods and feeding them to your family? Well, you can't. And that's the issue.
I've received over 2,200 letters on this topic.
Last week, senators debated whether states could require food labeling for products with genetically engineered ingredients.
The concept that we are talking about today is a fairly common sense and non-radical idea.
The legislation introduced by independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders failed.
When you take on very powerful biotech companies like Monsanto and large food corporations, who in many ways would prefer that people not know what is in the food that they produce, they're very powerful.
And this comes on the heels of what critics call the Monsanto Protection Act. That's legislation passed by Congress and signed by the president earlier this year, a bill that allows genetically modified crops approved by the Agriculture Department to be grown even if there is action in the courts declaring them to be dangerous. On its website, Monsanto states, quote, "Plant biotechnology has been in use for over 15 years without documented evidence of adverse effects on human or animal health or the environment." Legislators who sided with Monsanto say the company is improving on nature.
I think it would be more accurately called a modern science to feed a very troubled and hungry world.